that the news can be held up because one of the conditions of release is that North and South Korean news representatives be present.
Yeah, I understood that, but I thought there was some question about whether it would get back here. At least Bundy said there was this morning, said he thought we could hold it for 12 hours.
Well, I talked to Bob McNamara about it. He does not think so.
Well, he was in the meeting with Bundy, and he had lunch and said so.
Well, when I talked to him a little while ago, he said that he apparently thought that Rusk himself had not realized, which he didn't either, he said, that that one of the conditions of release was these news representatives be present.
Well, I guess you just have to announce it then.
Right, you want me to do it or have
Steve? Yeah, I'd do it here.
Right, I'll do it here, sir.
What time of night is it?
10 o'clock.
Okay, that keeps us from having a press conference over tomorrow.
Right, I know it does.
Maybe we oughtn't have anything. Do you have anything for the press conference?
I haven't gone over all the material available yet, sir, no.
Does anybody help you much on that in the government?
I get most of the help from right inside the White House. The best man on it basically is Bundy, and the next best man is either Elmer Stotz or Kermit Gordon. They really come through.
Well, maybe we just oughtn't have one tomorrow. I hate to get our average down, though. At the same time, what's your feeling about the wisdom of that plan?
Well, I think that it's good for them to see you once a week. As you know, I would prefer some other day than Saturday, but that's your preference. And,
I didn't know you'd prefer some other day.
Oh, yes, sir.
I thought the Sunday papers had the largest circulation.
No, sir, they have the largest circulation, sir, but there's two things about it. One, we miss television circulation. Two, there is no carryover to the next day. In other words, your stories appear on Sunday morning, and that's all. And three, a press conference for the Sunday papers really has to be very early, because actually, your Sunday papers are made up on Friday night. And what they have to do when you hold a Saturday press conference is to insert a special
seven front page stories on New York Times one day.
Yes,
Saturday.
You get the same amount, sir, on a weekday, plus some 91 million television circulation, plus the carryover the next day. And there is no carryover to a Sunday story. Your total circulation in terms of the news is about four or five times on a weekday what it is on Sunday morning. On a Sunday morning, of course, everybody gets up and they're rather leisurely about reading the paper. But that's the end of it. All you get are the stories in the newspapers. And you only get the stories in that one cycle. You miss all the other cycles. And as I said, you cut out that some 91 to 120 million in television, which I think is a very important factor.
No, I don't notice that they do much on that when we have a press conference in here.
No, sir, you get this. First of all, you get the live television, which reaches about 30 million people. Then you get the replays.
You listen to television on eyes. You listen to their sales talk. And nobody watches television in the middle of the afternoon, hardly.
Well, sir, you get about 30 million. That's all over the country. Then you get another 30 million.
How the hell do you know you get 30 million?
On the figures that gathered by the industry, I have to assume that.
That's right.
But then you get Huntley Brinkley.
About once every 10 days, every 10 conferences, you make a little something on them, not much.
Well, you get every conference on
them. I have. I've been watching them, and I haven't seen anything worth a damn that they've used.
But still, it's on top of all your newspaper circulation, plus what you get the next day. And your total circulation on a weekday conference will be higher than the Sunday circulation. And the of course, the other factor is that to really be successful, a Saturday news conference has to be pretty early.
Well, we've had them early enough. I'm very happy with us.
I know you are, so that's why I'm not.
I just watch all the papers. I read about 15. I bet I read more than anybody in this Capitol. I mean, in this White House. And they're right there, and they're always front page. New York didn't the other day, but y'all didn't tell them 15 minutes ahead of time. I told you I was going to have one. No reason why they didn't know it all morning. Because we had all the stuff planned, statement written and everything. But you killed us just to tell them. But that's the only one that I think's really been a washout. It's New York one, because you picked it in a hot building. Just general flooding on rain. I think the other side of it would have been good. Now, the question is whether I should have men at all. I don't care. I don't know where this little cocker gets it. He said we're worried about overexposure. So I don't want to stimulate a rash of stories on that by canceling it. By not having one, I'm not worried about overexposure, underexposure either.
I'm not either. I think that's malarkey.
Well, who do you reckon tells him that?
I think that's general talk among the press corps because, It's just one of those fads that get raised by some public relations man. I think there is a problem in the timing of press conferences, but I don't think you can be exposed too much. I just don't believe in
Chuck
that theory.
Roberts said he is one raised a question, you know. Does he generally raise unpleasant ones?
Well, I don't think he considered an unpleasant question. I think he just raised it. Is it a factor? And I don't think it is myself. I think the timing factor is of some importance.
What'd you hear, you and Liz today on her end of the problem?
I haven't heard anything from the newspaper men. Liz had all of her queries yesterday. And
I thought she'd tell them that was not for quotation.
That's what I did too. I guess though that when they got there, they just insisted on it too much, and she. I don't think it's